How many knows the story about Govinda, Radha Govinda, how they manifest, and what is the temple about, and all these things. How many of you know? You must be knowing. How Rupa Goswami, excavated or found Radha Govinda. Anybody, you know?
No, I was just going to ask you, could you tell us about you? Because we don't know anything
about me.
About
me? Okay, about me. I am the spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. And that's why I must serve him. And then easiest method to serve him is through mouth and tongue. That is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And if I do that, then I will be able to reawaken my pure love for Krishna. So, that was a little kidding. But my name is Kratu Das. Yes. I joined in 1974. I met Srila Prabhupada in 1976, got initiated in 77. I was in Toronto Temple 4 years as a life membership director, 74 to 78. 78 to 80, I was in Chicago, Sankirtan party. Tamal Krishna Maharaj was there. So that time I was in Chicago. And 80 to 93, I was in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And there I was as a president also, and vice president and president. And after that I went to India 5 years. In Gujarat, preaching every town and villages through bullock cart, Sankirtan party with two bullock carts and two other vehicles. And then after 5 years, I went to Delhi as a temple president, new temple in Delhi. You have seen the picture. It's a big temple. And after that 5 years, last two and a half, years, I am in Vrindavan, living there, inhabitants of Vrindavan. So, that's my introduction. Has a meaning? I don't know the meaning, but I'll explain you as much as I can. It was named Kratu, was the name of son of Krishna, born of Jambavati. Kratu was also one of the rishis, seven saptarishi, one of the rishis, born of Lord Brahma's mind, Manas Putra. And Kratu also means yajna, fire sacrifice. Kratu Raham Aham Yajna. Kratu means fire sacrifice. So there is Mahakratu also, and that is Satakratu. Satakratu means Indra, one who performs 100 Sata, means 100 fire sacrifice, Aswamegh Yajna. He automatically gets the post of Indra. So Satakratu means also Indra. So I don't know the meaning, but this is whatever. Okay.
Can you tell us about Radha Govinda?
Huh?
Radha Govinda?
Yeah. Yes. You want to hear about that? Okay. As much as I can recall, I'll tell you. I'll tell you about Sat Goswamis. As much time as you have, okay? So let's talk about, yes, this temple, Colorado. Colorado is Radha Govinda's dominion. So he's dominating all Colorado and plus much more. So Radha Govinda, the original form of Radha Govinda, that is in Jaipur, Rajasthan, was carved by Lord Krishna's great-great-grandson. Means Krishna, then Pradyuman, Aniruddha, and then Vajranab. His name was Vajranab. So the story goes on like this, that 5,000 years ago, you know the story, I'm going back so much, doesn't matter, you keep hearing, when you say pause, then I'll pause, okay? So, story goes like this, that when Lord Krishna was in Mathura, then Jarasandha invaded Mathura for 17 times with 21 Akshayini Sena, means lots and lots of soldiers. So Krishna wanted to relieve the burden of the earth. So repeatedly he wanted to do this. And Jarasandha came with, you know, so much armies. And last time or 18th time he tried to invade, or he tried to fight with Krishna. He came to Mathura, and two days previous to that, Jarasandha coming, Kali Yavan, and he fought with Krishna, and then Jarasandha came with equal amount of army. So Krishna at that time flee from the battlefield. He tried to fight, and then he fled intentionally. Not that he did not have enough muscles, not like that. He doesn't have muscles actually, but he has biggest muscle ever. So Krishna flee, he quit battlefield. He ran, chod means living, and ran means battlefield. So leaving battlefield and run away. So there was many, you know, pastimes, why he did that. There are many reasons, but we will come back. So when he left, then overnight, previous to this, overnight he transfer whole Mathura, Braj, to his newly built Nagari city, Dwarika, by his Yogamaya potency. He transfer everybody, transfer household, paraphernalia, everything to Dwarika. And Mathura Mandal, Braj, whole Braj Mandal became vacant. And over a period of time, this whole area became jungle. No inhabitants of any kind. No inhabitants. Whole van and jungle. And then we know the history that when everything became nothing but jungle and tigers and lions and elephants and trees and nothing but it was not inhabited at all after that. So it was all vacant and became jungle. So on this side in Delhi, Pandavas were reigning, and after Pandavas, Parikshit Maharaj was reigning. Means reigning means he was ruling. Is that what reigning is? Good word? Okay. The Parikshit Maharaj was ruling. So he thought that whole Braj is deserted. So why not I bring one of the Krishna's grandson? He was equal in age, called Vajranab, back to Mathura, and I install him as a king. So Vajranab came back to, he bring Vajranab back to Mathura. And then Parikshit Maharaj, he established 450 different villages for Vajranab in Braj. And that's how it came into being. And then Jain invaded, and I mean before Jain, you know, there was so much invasion, Buddhist and Jain and Muslim and so many invasion on Mathura and Vrindavan. So let's go back again in, rather than these people, Jain and Buddhist. So King Vajranab, he had a desire that my great-great-grandfather Krishna, he was Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everybody respected him. So much knowledge he left behind. And I want to keep some deities in his memory. I want to install some deities. So he said, but I haven't seen my I haven't seen Lord Krishna. So none of them have seen this culture and whatnot. So, but only one person has seen, and that was Parikshit Maharaj's mother, Uttara. So, he said to Uttara that, please tell this sculptor or one who makes the deity, tell him to carve the deity exactly like Krishna. So everything was geared up to carve the deity, and when deity was finished, according to, you know, what she described, then what happened is face, only the face was resembling to Krishna, and the rest of the body was not resembling to Krishna. So then he said, carve it again. Then next deity he made, the only from here to here, from the neck to waist, the deity was resembling to Krishna. And he said, okay, you didn't do good job, carve it again. Third time carving. Then this time, from waist to the feet, the deity was resembling to Krishna. So that is Sri Govinda, Gopinath and Madan Mohan, deity, original deity, 5,000 years old deities. The face looked like Krishna is Govinda, then Gopinath, then Madan Mohan. And these three deities are called the deities of Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojan. Sambandha, Abhideya means the practices, sadhan. The practices called Abhideya. Sambandha means relationship. And Abhideya means practices. The most important practices are Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtan, Bhagavat Sravan, Mathura Vas, Sradhaya Sri Murti Sevan. Those 64 in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. This practice, that is Abhideya. And Prayojan. Prayojan means the ultimate, topmost goal of our life, human form of life. That is Krishna Prem. So the Sambandha deity is Madan Mohan. Abhideya deity is Govinda. And Prayojan deity is Gopinath. These three deities in Vrindavan are called the main deities. When you take a darshan of these three deity in a one day, then you get the benefit of having full darshan of Krishna. That means you have seen Krishna. You have to have a darshan with these three deities in the same day. So, as time goes by, invasion came from Aurangzeb. And that time, Pujaris took these three deities to Jaipur. So these three deities was in Jaipur, and when Jaipur in king's palace, king was devotee, the Man Singh, Raja Man Singh, King Man Singh was initiated devotee by Gopal Bhatt Goswami. And we'll come back again to that. But Gopal Bhatt Goswami's a disciple he was. So he took all three deity to his palace in Jaipur. So in Jaipur palace, you will see Radha Govinda is presiding, and it is very famous temple. In the Mangala Arati, you will see, sometimes you will see 5,000 people there in Mangala Arati. Very famous deity. And there is a Gopinath deity also in Jaipur. And this Madan Mohan deity is moved from there due to certain reason. Reason is that king's daughter, princess, she was very attached to Madan Mohan. And Madan Mohan was very attached to her because of her devotion. So she got married in Karoli. Karoli is about 150 miles in between Vrindavan and Jaipur. That is Karoli. So she moved to Karoli, then Madan Mohan also desired that. And to fulfill his desire, in dream, in certain way, the princess also wanted that. So Radha Madan Mohan moved to Karoli. So, if you take a darshan of these three deities at one day, which you can do by taxi, then you get the benefit of having a darshan of Krishna in full. So, let's go back. So, these deities, when over a period of time, many times it was invaded by different forces. So, Hare Krishna. So these three deities, not three deities, all the deity, all the temple become deserted due to invasion of different forces. And it became like jungle again. And due to these forces, different forces, Pujaris have buried the deity under the ground, or they have hide the deities into the jungles, or they put deity under the water in Jamuna. So this was the position before Lord Chaitanya sent his first and foremost disciples called Goswamis to re-establish Vrindavan, explore and re-establish. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadanti Swapadantikam. This is Rupa Goswami's pranam. That Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Ena Bhutale, established, re-established on the earth planet. What did he re-establish? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Mana Abhishta. His utmost desire, Lord Chaitanya's desire, Rupa Goswami established on the earth planet. That is to re-excavate and re-establish Vrindavan and Rajadham. So, Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam, Sthapitam Eina Bhutale, Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam, that very Rupa Goswami, when he will give me the shelter of his lotus feet, Kada Mahyam Dadanti Swapadantikam, when will he give me the shelter of his lotus feet? So it was all these deities were buried and hidden and under the water. So Lord Chaitanya, he ordered his disciples, especially these 7-8 Goswamis, Sat Goswami plus Lokanath Goswami plus Bhugarupa Goswami, these 8. Actually, Lokanath Goswami and Bhugars Goswami were the first one to go to Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya sent, Lokanath Goswami was friend of Lord Chaitanya. He was few days elder than Lord Chaitanya. He was very attached to Lord Chaitanya. So, he went to Lord Chaitanya from his village, from miles dur, the distance. He thinking that I'll stay with Lord Chaitanya. And very first day, Lord Chaitanya instructed him, ordered him to go to Vrindavan. He was so attached. So is this Goswami also. But they went and explored, re-established Vrindavan. So, this Govindji deity was buried underground. If you have seen Radha Govinda temple, then main altar, and if you stand in front of the altar, left side, there is a temple kind structure called Yoga Pit. Yoga Pit means the center of pastimes of Krishna in a day. Yoga Pit means around the center, Lord Krishna and Radharani, gopis, Gwalbalas, and Nanda Maharaj, Yasoda, all his parikar, all his parsads, parikar, parsad, same thing. Meaning, parsad means in English, I'll get you that word. All his intimate devotees, he exhibits pastimes in a day, Ashtakaliya Leela. So, this point, this place, right beside, means beside in same temple, is just a same, you know, main seeker, and right next to it, you can go in from inside. And that is called Yoga Pit. And Lord Krishna's evening pastime takes place around this temple center, Yoga Pit. So the Yoga Pit is down below, underground. If you get a chance, you can have a darshan of lotus feet of Radha Govinda there. You have to go down. You have to request to the pujari and give him some 50 rupees or whatever, donation little. It's not bad. It should be given so that they have to do so many things to take you in. So, because general public is not allowed to go in there. So, before the temple was there, there was a big hill. It's called Gomata Tila. Tila means hill. And Gomata means cow. Cow's hill. So, Rupa Goswami, when he went to Vrindavan, he knew that Radha Govinda was a deity of installed by Vrajaranab, so it is there in Vrindavan. And he always wanted to find out where Radha Govinda is. Where is Radha Govinda? Every day he would cry and run and rush and ask and, you know, like a madman, he would look for Radha Govinda. So one day, he was sitting nearby this Gomata Tila. If you see the temple, it is on the hill. Who has seen this Radha Govinda temple? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Very good. So it is on a hill. Very, you know, it's on a hill. Beautiful temple. So, what was happening every day is that one cow, Surubhi cow, was coming to this hill every day and dropping her milk from her milk bag into this hole where Radha Govinda was hidden. Every day she would drop her milk from her milk bag into this hole. So Rupa Goswami was in intense separation from Govinda, Radha Govinda. Actually Govinda, Radharani came later on. So one day, because of his intense desire and very, very moroseful condition, distressful condition, Lord Krishna, he took a form of a small young cowherd boy. And he came to Rupa Goswami. I think he came with a milk pot, little, but doesn't matter. He came there and he said, Baba, Baba, why you are so much despondent and crying and, why you are exhibiting all this separation? And he says, because I couldn't find my Govinda. I couldn't find my Govinda. I want to have my Govinda back. He would, you know, he was. So Krishna says, this Gomata is coming every day. He is dropping the milk. I'm sure something is in there. I don't know what is in there, but if you ask of it, you should be able to find something. This cow comes every day. So, sure enough, Rupa Goswami, next day, he calls some Brajavasis and start excavating. And when he excavated to this yoga pit in the basement. Anybody has seen that yoga pit in the basement? One? Maybe Manharini might have seen. Have you seen? Good. So that is where Radha Govinda was. So bring them out, Radha Govinda, and then he started worshipping Govinda. So on the tila there was a tree, and under the tree he would worship Govinda. So what happened is this, I think Babur was the king that time, and Babur's main senapati, senamati in English, would be captain,
commander in chief.
Okay, thank you. I don't know this hierarchy in military, but commander in chief. He was the commander in chief of Babur, king, Muslim king, and he wanted to build the castle around Agra, Agra's castle, and he wanted to use best of the stone, red stone. Why don't everybody? Yeah. So, Jaipur King Man Singh was the commander in chief. So he was building this castle around the Agra. So he said to King that my Guru Maharaj, actually Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who was his guru, he ordered him that you must build a temple for Radha Govinda because they are being worshipped under a tree and it is not good. So you must establish a beautiful temple for Rupa Goswami and his deity. So Jaipur King Man Singh, he used the best marble better, same marble that was being used in Agra Fort, the same, not marble, but red stone was used in this temple. If you see this temple, so beautifully carved, it is stated that for 15 some years, I don't remember the number, but 10, I think 10 some years, 1400 different workers, carvers, they were building this temple. This temple was 7-storied high, the biggest and most beautiful and most opulent temple of North India at that time, 500 years ago. Even today, if you see that temple, there is no temple parallel to this temple in whole Vrindavan. Whole Vrindavan. If you see the carving, the stone, the lotus that is upside down lotus, right at the center of the Kirtan Hall, is made up of one stone, huge stone, very big, very beautifully carved. So, this temple was built very riches, so much money, and 7-story building. And later on, Radharani was established. If I am not wrong, that King Pratap Rudra or his generation king, they sent the Radharani for Govinda. So this temple was very beautiful temple, 7-story high. So on top of the temple, every day in the dawn time, evening time, there was a huge flame, fire kind of lamp burning every day, like maybe 20, 30 feet blazing, kind of, maybe not that much, I may exaggerate it, but big, huge lamp, which can be seen from Agra. So in Agra at that time, Aurangzeb was ruling. So Aurangzeb saw this big lamp in the night time, dazzling, and light is coming from there. And he asked his mantri, Pradhan Mantri, that minister, prime minister, that what is this big fire or flame is there happening every day? Then he said that this is the Hindu temple in Vrindavan, on top of which there is always lamp burning in the evening. So he became very envious of this temple. And immediately he ordered his soldiers that tomorrow you go and invade all the temples, demolish all the temple and deities of Vrindavan. So Pujari kind of came to know this, and they immediately take this deity and hide this, you know. Hide this means they take it away, and first stop was after Govardhan. That's where the deity, three deities, Radha, Govinda, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, were taken, and from there they were taken to Jaipur. So they came, the soldier came, and they demolished top four floor of this temple. They demolished. And when they were to demolish the whole thing, after the fourth floor, by Radha Govinda's mercy or by some arrangement or by Rupa Goswami's, you know, devotion or whatever, the huge big sound came, a big huge sound. And everybody got very afraid, and they flee away. They run away. And these three floors that you see are, left without being destroyed. And they also destroyed Radha Gopinath and Radha Madan Mohan temple. These three were the, and the fourth was Radha Jugalakishore temple. These four temples in Vrindavan are red stone temples. no other temples are red stone. So all these four temples were invaded and were almost like demolished. They damaged it. So these three deity moved to Jaipur, and these temples are still there. And once the temple are invaded, broken, and Muslims came in, so you cannot worship the deity in these temples. So these temples are still empty. Some murtis are established, but every one of these temples has another temple next to them. It's called Pratibhu Mandir or Pratibhu Deity. Pratibhu Deity. That's Radha Govinda.
So the top was the lowest before, that's the part that was damaged?
Yes, yes. Yeah, that's the temple.
You know the top of that, that used to be the lotus on top, and they took that part off?
The lotus is still there, under the ceiling.
Underneath.
Big, huge lotus. Oh. Under the ceiling, you can see that. But three, top four floor were demolished. So we were talking about, you cannot establish deity worship back into those temples. So they have Pratibhu Murti, because when these temples were invaded, all inhabitants of Vrindavan, they became very upset. And they said that we should have the worship of Radha Govinda go on. Radha Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan. So then they established the Pratibhu temple, Pratibhu deity. Pratibhu means a replica deity and replica temple and worship.
Also got damaged then?
No, deity were moved before invasion. They were moved by king and pujaris. They were moved. So Pratibhu, yes. So Pratibhu Murtis were established. Pratibhu Murtis means replica of the original Murtis. So behind Radha Govinda, there is a huge big temple. And Radha Govinda's replica, installed deity, is being worshipped there. So that is deity in the back. And if you like to, you can visit. Previously they were letting you go into the top of these floors also, but not anymore because of government took over these temples. Radha Gopinath Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan and Radha Govindji are under government control. They are the ancient historic temples. So they are under government. So they don't let you go up to this. Maybe we can turn into question answer. Yes?
Well, why would Krishna allow all these bad things to happen to his temples? And is that part of his leela? Like, why does he allow such things to happen?
Well, Krishna allows this thing to happen. He does not actually want to allow, but this material world is designed for demons, not for devotees, not for gentlemen. So it will always keep happening like this, and that's why Krishna comes again and again to establish the religion. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati Bharata. He comes again and again. This material world is designed like that. So he does not want that. But when it happens, when irreligion pervades or superpass religion, supersede religion, then Krishna comes. So until then, all these things keeps happening. So you can say whatever you like, Leela, or why he allows, why he does not allow. he can finish this material world in a snap of a finger also. But that is not his plan. This is a jail. And jail has to be maintained by a king. So he is maintaining this jail. So this is, you know, this is the material world in which all these things are prominent. Krishna can do anything and everything. Any other question? Yes?
According to the heart of the devotee.
According to?
The heart.
Heart of the devotee.
Is Radha Govinda, wherever Radha Govinda resides in the world, to them this is Rupa Goswami's Radha Govinda.
Yes.
Whether it's Pratibhu or...
Or here, Denver, Colorado, is the same Radha Govinda. In New York, it's the same Radha Govinda. New York deity is also called Radha Govinda. Same Radha Govinda. Srila Prabhupada bought them here for us. Same Radha Govinda.
It said that here, the devotees wanted to give the deities another name, but Prabhupada insisted on Radha Govinda.
Yeah, no, Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda. And they are very beautiful, very beautiful. So, any other question? Radha Madan Mohan, that is the deity of Srila Sanatan Goswami. As I said, it is a deity of Sambandha, Avideya, and Prayoga. Radha Madan Mohan deity was like, you know, the previous history. Then it was, you know, buried underwater near the temple, where the temple is. So Advaita Acharya, Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivashadi. So that Advaita Acharya, he came to visit Vrindavan, and when these personalities, they visit Vrindavan, you know, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya Prabhu, when they visit, they always sit down on the bank of Jamuna and chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra with intense meditation, intense love for Lord. So Nityananda's temple where he sat down, that temple is also right there. And if you go a little further, then where Lord Advaita Acharya sat down, that is there. And between Advaita Acharya's sitting place and Nityananda's sitting place on the bank of Jamuna, there is a sitting place of Lord Chaitanya called Imlitalla. Imlitalla. So Imlitalla, so first Nityananda his sitting place, then comes maybe 1,000 yard, Lord Chaitanya Imlitalla, then another 2,000 yard is where Advaita Acharya sat. So Advaita Acharya was sitting on the bank of Jamuna. And he somehow or other got a message that I am here in the water. Madan Mohan is talking to him. And please rescue me. So Advaita Acharya, he went into Jamuna, you know, and he rescued Madan Mohan. But his name was Madan Gopal that time. He was known as Madan Gopal. A very nice deity, Madan Gopal. So Advaita Acharya, he start worshipping this deity, Madan Mohan, and then he wanted to return to Navadvip Dham, Santipur. So he gave this deity for worshipping to his disciple, he was the Brahmin from Mathura. His name is Purushottam Chobe. Chobe means Brahmins. Choba, Chobe. Purushottam Chobe. So Purushottam Chobe had a nice house, courtyard, and he had several kids, son, you know, very tender in age. So every day, this Madan Gopal, he would play with his kids in the courtyard. The deity, but deity would play in courtyard with his kids, sons. So, and every day, this Chobi, wife of Purushottam Chobe, she would make kheer without taking bath. And probably she was doing her brush. And at the same time, she was preparing the kheer without any taking bath. And it's a different rush. The inhabitants of Raja, they have different rasa, relationship with Lord. Like small kid, my kids, and he's also my kid. That kind of rasa. Not that he's supreme personality of Godhead. Inhabitants of Raja, they don't recognize Krishna as a God. They have their own relationship with Krishna. So she was doing, and then she would offer Krishna this kind of kheer. So one day, sure enough, Sanatana Goswami came to do Madhukari. Madhukari means begging alms. He came in front of her house, courtyard. And he saw that this deity of Madan Gopal is playing with his kids. And this Chobi, Brahmani, she is preparing kheer without taking bath, and she is doing her pras and all the same time doing kheer. And then
wooden brush,
so neem brush or whatever, bower brush. So she is also doing the kheer and offering. So Baba, Sanatana Goswami, Baba said, Baba, you know, Sanatana Goswami, why don't you take bath and then make kheer for the deity? Why you do it a little right, that at the right time you offer him, not like haphazard everything. You know, you should do it properly. So then, then Chobi started doing, because Sanatana Goswami was very much respected by all the inhabitants of Braja in all 450 villages. He was like a Baba. He was like a guardian to them. If there any lavad, in the sense, any difference of opinion would happen in between anybody, then Sanatana Goswami would be called, and whatever he would say would be respected. That kind of respect Sanatana Goswami had. So this Chobi, she said, oh, Baba is saying, Baba is saying, so I should do. So she started taking bath, brush taking takes time, and then bath taking time, and then kids and all those, and then cooking kheer takes long time after so much, you know. So cooking kheer takes, you know, a while before offering goes to Madan Gopal. So Madan Gopal did not like this. He did not like this. So he gave dream to Sanatana Goswami and Chobi at the same time, that Baba, you told her like this, but it gets so late and I'm very hungry right in the morning. I don't like this. Let her cook the way she was, and I was very happily playing with the kids, and I had a good relationship. So Sanatana came to her house, and she says, oh, I have a dream. He's telling me this. And Sanatana Goswami says, yes, I had the same dream. He's telling me also the same thing. So probably you should continue. You have different rasa. So then they continue like this. Then after a while, Madan Gopal, he gave a dream to both again, that to Chobi and Sanatan Goswami, that I don't want to stay with you anymore. I want to go with Baba. I don't want to stay here. I would like to have service from Baba. So, sure enough, Sanatan Goswami came for Madhukari again, and then he said to Madan Gopal, not to Chobi, because he did not want to take Madan Gopal. He said, you want to come with me, but what I am going to feed you? Here you are getting kheer every day, and I just get a small amount of wheat flour, and I make a dry ball of chapati kind of ball, and I that is my eating, and that's all I can have every day. I can't possibly take care of you. Then Madan Gopal says, no, he speaks, no, I want to come with you. And Chobi says, yes, he gave me instruction in the dream, he wants to come with you. Then Sanatan Goswami said, okay, if you want to come, all you're going to get is dry chapati ball, and that's it. Nothing else you're going to get. And Madan Gopal says, yes, I will come. And sure enough, you know, he takes Madan Gopal on his arm and brings him to Dwadas Aditya Tila. It's called Dwadas Aditya Tila. So Madan Mohan's mandir is on hill also, if you have seen, right on the bank of Jamuna, where he was found by Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya, place where he was sitting down, that place is called Advaita Vat. Advaita Vat, you can have a darshan there. And then from that Advaita Vat, maybe 50 feet uphill is Madan Mohan's temple. So Sanatan Goswami brings Madan Gopal to this hill, and there was a big huge tree under which on the branch he rested this deity, a big, you know, trunk, and he used to worship. So Madan Gopal, he would take service from Sanatan Goswami every day. And Sanatan Goswami would go Madhukari, ask for alms, he would get the wheat flour, and then he would get the Jamuna Jal water, and then he would mix, and then he would make a ball out of it, and then put it into the charcoal, the fire, direct on fire. And then that would become a hard ball, cooked. And then that is called bati. It can be eaten. It's, Rajasthani. Rajasthani. They make laddu out of it. They grind it again, and then they make laddu, very tasty. Churmu and laddu they make. That is the ball. So that ball he would take, and then give it to Madan Gopal like this, from his hand. No plate, no tulsi, no nothing. And Madan Gopal, he would extend his hand and take that ball from his hand and eat. Every day he would eat from his hand. This is not false story, it's a fact. Sanatan Goswami was so pure. He would take from his hand. In Pratibhu Murti, Pratibhu temple, you will see this huge picture, how Sanatan Goswami give him ball and he would take it and eat it, Madan Gopal. So one day, so many days pass like this. Every day same bati, he would take it, he would eat it, same bati. Bati means that ball. Every day same. Year pass, 2 year pass. Then Madan Mohan got frustrated. same taste every day, same ball every day. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So Madan Gopal said to Sanatan Goswami, Baba, Baba, what is this every day? Same taste, same ball. I am tired of this. I can't have this. So why don't you at least put a little salt in it? At least salt. Then Baba says that, my dear Lord, I told you earlier that this is all you are going to have. Today you are asking for salt, tomorrow you will ask for sweet. Where am I going to get it from? You are asking for salt and tomorrow you will ask for sweet. No. Then Madan Gopal says, then you think should I make my own facility that I can have something nicer? Sanatan Goswami says, yes, you are the Lord of the universe. You can do anything and everything. Please make a facility for yourself to have nice, sumptuous feast every day and whatever you like. Then Madan Gopal, he said, okay, so next day, sure enough, there was big, huge storm, and one vanik merchant, his name was Ramdas Kapoor, from Delhi area. He was going to Agra to do business. So he had a big, huge jahaj, big, huge boat. And that boat, due to rain, it was little water was up. So when he came and he parked his boat to have little foodstuff and whatnot, right in front of the Madan Gopal temple, Madan Mohan's temple. So, and then when he went in the little small little town, Vrindavan, and he gathered something. And then when he came, the water came down. And the boat got stuck. Could not get out of it. This is all Madan Mohan's tricks. So, then he told the people on the shore that, please help me to, push my boat so that I can have, business. They said, we cannot do. Go uphill. There is a Baba and he can do everything for you. He is a Siddha Baba. So he comes to Sanatan Goswami. And Sanatan Goswami, he says that, I am just very, very invalid, thin little, human being. What can I do? I cannot do anything to your boat. Please go to this Madan Gopal. And this Madan Gopal can do anything and everything. So he goes to Madan Gopal and prays. And immediately there was a huge storm, rain, so much rain that the whole river, he said, go downstairs. He goes downstairs, river got flooded. And of course he gave a promise to Madan Gopal that whatever profit I make, all that profit I will offer to you. And then his boat, goes on, makes a big, huge profit, comes back, and he makes a big, huge temple and leaves money behind so that Madan Mohan can have nice, sumptuous feast every day. That Ramdas Kapoor, he puts his deity upside down, at Abhishek, whatever is water coming out from Madan Mohan's temple. He puts his form so that he can have Abhishek. So that is Ramdas Kapoor and Madan Mohan. So, any little question? Yes. You first.
There was one with the salt boat. Is that the same pastime?
Yeah, the same pastime. Right.
And he gave him salt instead of that? Instead of the money, he gave him salt?
No. Money he gave. He made a big profit. Okay. And from that profit, he built the temple. And make facility for his Rajbhog. Nice prasad. Okay, any question?
One would think that Sunan Goswami is very rude. He's not advanced at all the way he's talking to
him. No, Sanatan Goswami is one of the Manjari. The Radharani's Sakhi, Ashtasakhi's assistant, Manjari's. So, he has special rasa with Madan Gopa. And he was a sannyas, Babaji. Sannyas, Babaji sannyas. He should not eat palatable foodstuff. Whatever madhukari, chapati, whatever. So that was his position. So he was having condition with the Lord that if you come with me, what would I do? I don't have nothing. But rasa, to increase the mellow taste, Sanatan Goswami and Madan Gopal, they are interacting with one another like this. Yes.
One version of the story I read.
Haji?
One version of that story I read is that when the deity asked for some salt.
When the deity asked for?
Salt.
That Sanatan Goswami got so upset that he actually left. And the other devotees were asking him to come back, but he just left that place and I think that he wasn't worshipping the deity anymore.
He's also shaking head. See, you have to see the relationship between Lord and Sanatan Goswami. Very intense relationship. How he would ever leave Sanatan Goswami? Impossible. That's not a right story.
Well, I read it, I think, from Satyaraj.
Okay. Whatever. I don't want to comment much. But relations, I haven't heard about that. It's a very good relation, huh?
Pujari over there tells the same story that you said.
That I said, yeah. That's right.
Well, that's one version I read.
Okay, so let's have a version that is more applicable. The mellow between Lord and his devotee, Sanatan Goswami. Relationship. So, he didn't laugh, no.
We cannot judge the relationship between, advanced devotee and the beyond our conception.
Exactly. And in that conception, we cannot imagine that Lord will leave Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami leaves Lord. One way or another.
I mean like physically, not in his mind.
Yeah, physically, but it's not. Okay, whatever it is, no comment, but my comment is, it is not the right version. But otherwise, whatever Satyaraj wants to say. Any other question? So thank you very much. Sisi Radha Govinda Ji ki, Radha Madan Mohan ki, Rupa Goswami ki, Sanatan Goswami Pad ki, Gaur Premanandi, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanandi.